It's control by the very few of the rest. Now, what's the greatest form of control on this planet? Money. And you ask the question. People don't ask these questions. I've asked economists this question. They can't answer me. Is money a creative? No. First of all, there is no money in anything physical worth anything. Money is what we are programmed to believe it's worth. Money is figures on a screen. That's it. When you go into a bank and you ask for a loan, mortgage or something, say £50,000, much more these days, £50,000, what does the bank then do? It types into your account £50,000. That's it. It doesn't print any money, doesn't mint any coins, it doesn't move any precious metal a single sodding inch. It just types into your account £50,000. From that moment, you are paying interest on £50,000 that has never, does not, and will never exist. And to get that non-existent £50,000, you have to sign over wealth that does exist. Your house, your car, your business, your land. And if you don't pay back through circumstances none of your creation, not just the principal, but the interest on the loan, then they get your land and wealth that does exist and your house because you've not paid back money that doesn't exist. That is how the money system works, because of this. The same force that I've been talking about has controlled the banking system, the pyramid within pyramid, and they've controlled the political system, and therefore laws have been passed, the fractional reserve lending is one name for them, that allows banks to lend at least, and it is at least when you follow the trail, 10 times what it has on deposit. So every time you put a pound in a bank, it can lend 10 it doesn't have to someone else. And once it's given you the £50,000, you then might go and put that £50,000 in another bank. The other bank now has the right to lend 10 times the £50,000 you've just got from this bank. And this is how it all works. Now, what's the difference between an economic boom, prosperity, and all the rest of it, and a credit crunch depression, economic depression? One thing and one thing alone, effectively. The amount of money in circulation at any time. Who controls that? The private banking cartel on their decisions on how many loans to make called credit, which theoretically puts buying exchange rate, means of exchange into circulation. The more they loan money, the more money is circulating, the more money there is to buy things, the more things need making, everything starts to expand. People tend to get in more debt when they are in a boom because they're confident, they've got lots of orders at the company, the job's strong, so we'll have 2 holidays, we'll have a bigger house, we'll have another car or a bigger car. That, in the banking system, and this scam has been played for centuries, and what economic correspondents are earning a ridiculous amount of money, whatever they pay them, it's too much. They call this the economic cycle, as if it's some natural phenomenon. What happens is, fishing rod out. The banking cartel keeps interest rates low, enticing more people in, makes loads of loans, reduces the criteria by which they will give a loan, lots of money in circulation, people in more debt. And here's the point. You know when they you go for a loan of £50,000, the bank creates, at least in theory on your computer screen, £50,000. That's it. But you're not paying back £50,000. You're paying back £50,000 plus interest. The interest on the £50,000 has not been created. It never is. Therefore, by design, there is never ever enough money in circulation to pay back all the principal and interest on the loans outstanding. Bankruptcy, losing your home, is built in on purpose. So, out goes the fishing line, and then it starts being reeled in. They create an excuse for a credit crunch or a problem. And so what do the banks do? coordinated through this system of pyramids within pyramids, they start taking money out of circulation. They raise the criteria for giving loans out, which they are now. They raise interest rates or whatever they need to do to take money out of circulation. Now, as they take money out of circulation, there's even less circulating to pay back all the debt that was created when they put loads of money out there. So people start in massive amounts losing their homes, their jobs, their businesses, their land, their possessions. And so we move over to the depression, the downturn, the recession. And they then start trawling from the people the wealth that does exist, because they, because there's not enough money in circulation, nothing to do with them, they can't pay the non-existent money back. And this economic cycle has been played for centuries, and it has sucked out of the people the real wealth into the hands of the few. And that is such a fundamental part of Big Brother, because it's a fundamental part of human control.